Vatican Radio, Vatican News Podcast. Setting the stage for a culminating event in September in New York, a three-day food systems pre-summit kicked off in Rome on Monday, highlighting the need to act together to find sustainable, affordable, and inclusive models for a world in which no one is left behind. The United Nations event, featuring three Rome-based UN agencies dedicated to food security, and that's FAO, WFP and IFAD, involves experts from around the globe working to harness the power of food systems and the involvement of people from all walks of life and expertise. To find out more about what a food system is, why we need a summit, and what are the expectations for its outcome, I spoke to Martin Penner, deputy head of the global media team at the World Food Programme.
A food system is everything that happens between food getting grown on a farm and that food landing on your dinner plate. So it involves farming, obviously, agriculture, transport of food, storage of food, markets, shops, supermarkets, even your fridge. In short, it's everything that happens between farm and fork.
The need to get together and talk about something that, in your words, seems pretty simple, presupposes there is a problem and perhaps food systems are broken or are breaking.
Yeah, we think in many ways they are. The world's food systems are broken. If you just take some big figures to start off with, there are 811 million people who go to bed hungry every night. At the same time, there are 2 billion people who are overweight. Those two things by themselves indicate that something is broken. But, I mean, you can go further. Food systems account for a third of the greenhouse gases that get produced every year. At the same time, a third of the food that we produce in the world is wasted. It's worth $1 trillion. So, if you look at the system in these terms, it's hard not to conclude that something's broken here. And you can look at what happened recently with COVID. The resilience of our food systems was severely tested, and in many cases, it didn't pass the test. Supply chains broke down. Many countries became hungrier. In fact, according to our own figures, during the COVID pandemic, 149 million more people have become acutely food insecure. So all of these things together make us think that there's something broken that we really need to work together to fix.
So why do we need a summit, and what do you hope will come out of it?
This is clearly a complicated problem, and we need to look for ways to fix what is a very complicated global food system. And we need everyone involved. I know it's often referred to as a UN summit, but actually everyone is involved, and this is really, really crucial. You've got farmers, you've got governments, of course, you've got the private sector, you've got individuals, you've got UN organisations, you've got civil society. Anybody who knows anything about food systems is invited, and they're all taking part in these 3 days. And what we really want to happen is that we develop some immediately actionable approaches, some tools that can start reshaping the world's food systems. My own organisation, the World Food Programme, has something to offer here because we work with broken food systems the whole time. We feed over 100 million people in 80 countries around the world every year, and most of these people are in places where food systems are breaking or if not broken. So we have some expertise to provide here, and we're very keen to do that.
The Vatican's Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development will also be participating, because we also have something to offer, which is obviously the dimension of justice and peace, and broken systems have a lot to do with peace and justice. Pope Francis himself is an untiring advocate of social justice, of food security, of the need for a different kind of economy, of inclusion. What kind of contribution does Pope Francis have on the work you do?
Oh, well, it's very important, clearly. Pope Francis, I think everybody knows, is a strong supporter of efforts to eradicate hunger around the world. We've seen this many times over the years. I remember seeing him go on Twitter a few years ago and tweet the Zero Hunger hashtag. That was actually when he came to visit us at our HQ in Rome. And even last month, when he was speaking at a conference here in Rome, he was talking about the very subject of food systems. If I remember rightly, he said that we must above all ensure that food systems are resilient, inclusive, sustainable, and able to provide healthy and affordable diets for all. Well, you really can't say it any better than that. And he also touched on something else that's very dear to our hearts. He said that we have to develop an economy that's tailored for human beings and not motivated mainly by profit, but anchored in the common good, which is one of the points that we actually want to get across during this pre-summit, that food should be seen as a basic human requirement. It's not a commodity, or not only a commodity.
He's also been very vocal on pointing out that no one is saved alone, that we are all in the same boat, as he says in his latest encyclical, Fratelli Tutti. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, in order to save the current situation, we all need to work together. We're all on the same planet, and we all rely on the same food systems. And unless we work together to fix them, they're going to continue to be broken.
That was Martin Penner, deputy head of the global media team at the World Food Programme.